Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the annual and special meeting of shareholders of Atlantic Power Corporation. My name is Irving Gerstein, and I am a Chair of the Board of Directors, and I will act as Chair of today's meeting. With your permission, I would like to begin with the formal part of the meeting, following which I will ask Jim Moore, our new President and CEO, and Terry Ronan, our CFO, to discuss Atlantic Power's business strategies and objectives and review our financial results, following which they will answer any questions. I will commence by introducing the people joining me at the head table. To my right, Terry Ronan and Jim Moore. We are also pleased to have other members of our board with us today. I would ask the members to stand when I announce their names: Ken Hartwick, John McNeill, Foster Duncan, Holly Ladany, Teresa Wrestel, and Kevin Howell. As I am sure you have noted, we have some fresh faces this year. Teresa and Kevin joined our board last November and December, respectively, and it's been a pleasure to work with both of them over the last 6 months. Jim, our new President and Chief Executive Officer, joined us in January and became a member of the board at that time. Jim will speak to you later at this meeting as to what has been accomplished in the short period of time that he has been with us, as well as his plans on a go-forward basis. But I know I speak for the whole board when I say that we are very pleased with Jim's new vision and leadership for the company. We also announced in May that following this meeting, we will add Mr. Gil Palter as a director. Gil was recommended to us by our largest shareholder, Mangrove Partners, and we are looking forward to having him join the board. As the company had already mailed its circular before it decided to add Gil to the board, we concluded that it was more appropriate to appoint Gil immediately after the annual meeting to avoid the costs associated with remailing of meeting materials. I would further comment that we believe that a 9-member board is too big for the company, and consequently, as we previously announced, Atlantic Power intends to resize the board over the next year such that only 7 individuals will be standing for election at next year's annual meeting. I will now proceed with the formalities of the meeting. The meeting will now come to order. With the consent of the meeting, I appoint Bill Gorman to act as Secretary of the meeting. With the consent of the meeting, I ask Kate Stevens and Daniela Munoz of Computershare Investor Services to act as scrutineers. A notice calling the meeting, together with a form of proxy, management circular, and proxy statement, an annual report containing the financial statements of Atlantic Power Corporation for the year ended December 31st, 2014, and the auditor's report thereon were provided to each intermediary and registered shareholder of record of the record date for the meeting. Additional copies of these materials are also available at this meeting. We have received an affidavit of mailing from Computershare Investor Services, Inc., Atlantic Power's transfer agent, confirming the mailing of the notice, and the notice has been tabled. With the consent of the meeting, I will dispense with the reading of the notice calling the meeting. The scrutineer's preliminary report on attendance has been received. We confirm that a quorum is present. A copy of their report is available with the secretary for inspection. I now declare the meeting to be properly constituted for the transaction of business. On behalf of the board, I thank those shareholders who have chosen to attend the meeting today. I also thank those who submitted their proxies in advance. To make the best use of our time today, certain shareholders and proxy holders have been asked to move and second all motions which are called for in the notice of meeting. This is not intended to limit in any way your right to participate in the meeting. Shareholders who wish to make comments relating to these motions may do so after the motion has been seconded. To the best of my knowledge, if a ballot were to be conducted on any matter to be considered at the meeting, the total number of votes attached to shares represented by proxy, which are required to be voted against such matters, is less than 5% of the votes eligible to be cast. Accordingly, voting will be conducted by a show of hands unless a ballot is demanded. The first item of business is the presentation of the consolidated financial statements of Atlantic Power for the year ended December 31st, 2014, and the auditor's report thereon. A copy of the financial statements was included in the annual report previously provided to shareholders. Shareholders are not asked to take any action regarding the financial statements, but if any shareholder has questions relating to the financial statements, I would suggest that they be asked later in the meeting when Messrs. Moore and Ronan discuss the company's financial results. We will now proceed with the election of directors. Atlantic Power currently has 8 directors, and 8 directors are proposed to be elected at today's annual meeting. On April 1, 2013, the Board of Directors adopted an advance notice policy with immediate effect. Apart from the directors listed in the management information and circular and proxy statement for this meeting, no additional individuals have been nominated for election. Terry Ronan has been asked to place before the meeting the names of those persons proposed to be nominated for election as directors.
I nominate Irving Gerstein, Ken Hartwick, John McNeil, Foster Duncan, Holly Ledhani, Teresa Russell, Kevin Howell, and James Moore Jr.
I second the nominations.
Thank you. We'll now proceed with the election of each of the persons who have been nominated for election as directors of the company. Effective December 31st, 2012, all corporations listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange are required to elect directors individually. Consistent with this requirement, shareholders have been provided with the opportunity to vote for each nominee or withhold their vote on an individual basis. In addition, the Board of Directors has adopted a majority voting policy. Under that policy, a director is required to tender his or her resignation if he or she is elected with more votes withheld from voting than cast in favor of his or her election. Based on the proxies received for the election of directors, each of the nominees has received proxies for his or her election representing more than the requisite majority, and the votes cast, and if elected, none of the nominees would be required to tender their resignation under the majority voting policy. In light of this, I propose that we proceed with a single motion to elect the nominees and vote on the matter by a show of hands. Would Mr. Ronan move and Mr. Moore second a resolution for the election of the 8 persons nominated as directors and directing me as chair to cast a single ballot for their election?
I move that each of the 8 persons nominated is hereby elected as a director of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until his or her successor is elected or appointed, and the chair is hereby authorized to cast a single vote for the election of each of the 8 persons as a director of Atlantic Power.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand? Contrary, if any? I declare the motion carried. I declare that each of Irving Gerstein, Ken Hartwick, John McNeil, Foster Duncan, Holly Ledhani, Teresa Russell, Kevin Howell, and James Moore Jr. has been duly elected as a director of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until his or her successor is duly elected or appointed. We'll now proceed with the appointment of auditors and the authorization of the Board of Directors to fix their remuneration. Mr. Ronan, may I have a motion to appoint the auditors of Atlantic Power, please?
I move that KPMG LLP be appointed as the auditors of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successor is duly appointed, and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. The chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions? Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand? Contrary, if any? I see a brief sigh of relief from our auditor there. It's wonderful. I declare the motion carried. I declare that KPMG LLP has been appointed as the auditors of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successor is appointed, and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. We will now consider a non-binding advisory vote on the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers. Mr. Ronan, may I have a motion to approve on a non-binding advisory basis the compensation of the named executive officers, please?
I move that the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers be approved on a non-binding advisory basis. The chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions? Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand? Contrary, if any, I declare the motion carried. I declare that the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers has been approved on a non-binding advisory basis. As this is a non-binding advisory vote only, the board will take into consideration the result of this vote when determining the compensation of the named executive officers. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now completed the formal part of the meeting. If there is no further business, I will ask Mr. Ronan for a motion to terminate the meeting.
I move that this meeting be terminated.
I second the motion.
Would all those in favor please so signify by raising your hand? Contrary, if any. I declare the motion carried on the annual and special meeting of shareholders of Atlantic Power Corporation terminated. On behalf of management and the board of directors, I would like to thank you for attendance today. Now that the formal part of the meeting has been concluded, and before I turn the meeting over to Jim, I want you to know that your directors recognize that this has been a year of transition for the company, and we firmly believe that the changes that we have made greatly strengthen the company and position it well for the future. However, we also recognize that significant work lies ahead to continue to execute on the company's strategy and rebuild shareholder value. I will now turn the meeting over to Jim.